Amid concerns about cuts to state and federal funding, five more cultural organizations are teaming up this summer to encourage Berkshire County residents and visitors to support the arts. IS 183 Art School of the Berkshires, Only in My Dreams events, Berkshire Theater Group, Norman Rockwell Museum, and Stoneover Farm want Berkshire County residents and visitors to dance for the arts. Yes, dance for the arts. After a slate of dance parties this summer, the collaboration will donate proceeds to support statewide arts lobbying. The new partnership in South County comes on the heels of a similar coalition coming together due north. In April, Mass MoCA, the Clark Art Institute, the Williams College Museum of Art, Williamstown Theater Festival, and the Bennington Museum in Vermont collaborated to highlight the region's cultural attractions. IS 183 Executive Director Hope Sullivan.
We're all worried the current climate that's going on in the country could dramatically impact each of us in terms of national and state funding.
So they're going to collaborate on each of their parties. Events include IS 183's Gala Dance Party on May 20th, Only in My Dreams events, and Berkshire Theater Group's Dance Party and Cabaret on June 3rd, and the Norman Rockwell Museum's Studio 54 After Party on July 10th. Participants will get a free pass to the wrap party on August 31st at Stoneover Farm. IS 183 Art School's gala theme is The Factory at the Stationery Factory in Dalton.
The factory theme is going to be interpreted in ways I can't even imagine, but certainly Andy Warhol's factory, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Lucille Ball's in a factory. People will come as widgets, I'm sure.
The gala supports IS 183 Art School's Learning Through the Arts program, which visits schools across the county to engage children in academic curriculum goals and social-emotional learning. Next is the Berkshire Dance Party and Cabaret at Pittsfield's Colonial Theater. Only in My Dreams events founder Oscar Hellig says it's a celebration of all things, but especially LGBTQ Pride Month. He says alongside Berkshire Theater Group, they are focusing on using the theater to promote social change in the community.
Personally, I feel like it's an opportunity for people to accentuate the positive, go out and feel good about who they are, be with people who are who they are, and celebrate that rather than necessarily simply always fighting. I mean, I know this is a time when we all feel like we need to fight hard for a lot of things that are important to us, and I think this provides an opportunity for people to be able to go out and simply have a night of celebration. And remember, we're all together, we're one big community.
There will be performances from local artists and talent and people in drag. The 2017 Legends Gala and Studio 54 After Party at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge will pay tribute to Norman Rockwell and Andy Warhol and their art's impact on the 20th century. The museum's Jeremy Close says people can meet Norman Rockwell's grandson, Jeffrey Rockwell, and Andy Warhol's nephew and fellow illustrator, James Warhola, whose work will be on display.
Norman Rockwell was all about community. He lived in the Berkshires, and Warhol as well brought many people together, many interesting characters together. And so I think all of our organizations are trying to be proactive in sort of strength in numbers in not only celebrating the arts and all this creativity that we have in our region, but also to assist each other.
All of the proceeds from the 2017 summer wrap party, Berkshire Club Kid Revolution, karaoke lounge evening at Stoneover Farm Barn in Lenox, will be donated to Mass Creative, the state's advocacy group for the arts, cultural, and creative community. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.